from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Jessica here. August 8th. The news in 10, let's start at home. Let's get into it. First, from Forbes Business, Blakely, Pease tie in night one, thriller at 2026 U.S. Gymnastics Championships. Sky Blakely and Claire Pease tied for the lead on night one at the 2026 U.S. Gymnastics Championships, with Bullock and Rivera close behind, setting up a fierce battle for the title on Sunday in Phoenix. Next. Second, from XDA Developers. KDE Plasma 6.8 will finally fix the most annoying part of printing with the desktop environment. Printers are already annoying enough to work with without your operating system making things worse. For a while now, KDE Plasma has had an annoying issue where attempting to print a document on an unavailable printer would cause it to fail silently. Fortunately, the next version of KDE Plasma, 6.8, will actually tell you when something goes wrong. Up next. Third, from Sky Sports, McKenna versus Olihah and Walsh versus Denny big fight predictions. Erin McKenna fights Etnosa Olihah for the IBF middleweight world title at the Three Arena in Dublin. Callum Walsh meets Tyler Denny in a dangerous test on the undercard. Watch Zuffa Boxing. 10 live on Sky Sports Action at 7 p.m. and Sky Sports Main Event at 8 p.m. Experts have their say ahead of the Erin McKenna versus Etnosa. Olihah middleweight world championship clash and Callum Walsh's crucial clash with Tyler Denny, live on Sky Sports from 7 p.m. Erin McKenna versus Etnosa. Olihah, Chris Billum-Smith, former cruiserweight champion. McKenna's got so much to his game, I think. And then, fourth, from Crypto Briefing, KPMG reports only 7% of business leaders can prove AI investment returns. The disparity between perceived AI value and proven ROI highlights the need for better cost tracking and accountability in AI investments. The post-KPMG reports only 7% of business leaders can prove AI investment returns appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next. Fifth, from the Hindu Top, Delhi sees slight dip in minimum temperature. IMD forecasts light to moderate rain. The national capital saw a slight decrease in the minimum temperature on Saturday, August 8, 2026. Even as the India Meteorological Department, IMD, issued a yellow alert for the day, forecasting light to moderate rain. Safdarjung, representing the city's weather, recorded a minimum temperature of 24.7 degrees Celsius, 2.2 degrees below normal and a 0.9 degree decrease from the previous day. Up next. Sixth, from Straits Times. She is Russia's richest woman. Her business empire Wildberries is going up in flames. Tatiana Kim, Russia's richest woman and co-founder of Wildberries, faces repeated Ukrainian airstrikes destroying her warehouses and threatening her e-commerce empire. Kyiv targets Wildberries due to its role supplying goods to Russian soldiers, causing major financial losses and increased risks for employees. Wildberries is adapting by decentralizing logistics and seeking government support. But competition rises, and staff fear for their safety amidst ongoing attacks. Moscow. She built Russia's answer to Amazon. She navigated wartime Kremlin politics. And then. Seventh, from Entrepreneur. The 15-minute AI system that keeps your million-dollar goal on track. Beginner-friendly. AI is quietly giving solopreneurs a chief of staff. Here's how to build yours. No staff, no code. Opinions expressed by entrepreneur contributors are their own. The 15-minute no-code setup that turns one Google Sheet and one set of instructions into your own AI chief of staff. The daily system that reads your sales, traffic, and leads, chooses the highest value move, and keeps you focused until it is done. Next. Eighth. From Le Monde, Présidentiel, 2027. Gabriel Attal porte plainte pour une ingérence numérique extérieure et en provenance de Russie. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Up next. Ninth, from Abortion, Every Day. Bills to prosecute abortion patients for homicide jumped 367% in 2 years. 730. According to a new report by Pregnancy Justice, that's how many state bills were introduced impacting fetal personhood. A mix of legislation to endanger pregnant people and protect them. The stat that stopped us in our tracks. Bills to prosecute abortion patients for homicide jumped from just 3 in the 2023-2024 legislative session to 14 in 2026. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Top. Wuxi App Tech gets temporary reprieve of Chinese military label. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.